And we're joined now by Brad Meltzer. He's written over 30 books in his career, a man who is not yet 50 years old and is one of the most prominent writers in this country. And his latest is The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington. John Meacham, who's been with us, says, if you thought you knew everything about the American Revolution, here's dispositive proof that you've been wrong. Good morning, Brad Meltzer.
Good morning. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to talk with you. What in the world was happening around 1776 that we didn't know about regarding the father of the country?
Yeah, no, and you're exactly right. You'd think that 1776 was busy enough, and I, nearly a decade ago, found out that there was something else happening, a secret plot to kill George Washington. And I found it in a footnote. I was like, is this real? And it was real. It actually happened. There was a secret plot to kill George Washington. And when George Washington found out about it, he gathered together those responsible, took one of the co-conspirators, built a gallows, and hung him in front of 20,000 people. It was the largest public execution at that point in North American history. And yet none of us knew the story. George Washington brought the hammer down, and the reason none of us knew the story is because it happened on June 28, 1776. Guess what else was happening in the world at that moment in time? Yeah. It was the first draft of the Declaration of Independence was handed in. The British are literally invading, and here it comes. Here, this is a hanging in front of 20,000 people is going on. So Josh mentioned one of the people I work with on one of our TV shows to help find the 9/11 flag. He and I jumped down the rabbit hole and were determined to find the story. And the result is The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington, my first ever nonfiction book for adults.
Was it almost successful?
It was, and that's what's really scary about it. George Washington at the time, he had asked for security. He wanted some amazing guards. And so he asked all the local regiments, he asked everyone to give him four of their best men, one of the best and the brightest. And George Washington narrowed it down to about 50 people, and they were called the general's guards, they were called the commander's guards, but the name that they eventually settled on was the lifeguards. Why? Because they guarded George Washington's life. They were like the first iteration of the Secret Service. And the scary part was, is this plot against George Washington, it was four of these guards, that his personal bodyguards, that turned against George Washington. And I don't care if you're a great general. I don't care if you're going to be the president one day, how strong or amazing you are. When your own men, your best and brightest, turn against you, that is devastating. And you can see in the book just how close it all happened.
And Washington, who was, of course, our first president, we've had 44, even though we have listed 45. Grover Cleveland was president twice. But he is regarded by many as perhaps the greatest of American presidents. How significant was he to the formation of our country?
Well, that's exactly, you're hitting it on the head. You can't help read this book and realize, my God, if it went the other way, what happens? In fact, we love to tell the story in America. We love our legends and myths. We're a country founded on legends and myths, and the legends and myths we love most are our own. And we love to tell the story of the ragtag group of patriot fighters, and we hold hands and wish hard enough and take on the British, the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen at that point. And it's a wonderful story, but it's by no means the true story. At that point in time in New York in 1776, there were nearly as many loyalists on the British side as there were on the patriot side, and they were constantly switching sides. No loyalty, just whoever was going to win got the people to switch sides to. So we were completely divided, as well as divided within our own army. There was no single uniform that was worn. Some people were showing up in work shirts. The Connecticut Regiment hated the Massachusetts Regiment, hated the Virginia Regiment. And, there was no flag to, throw around yourself. There were no United States. George Washington helped build them through sheer will. And one of my moments in the book that you'll see is this moment where the Massachusetts Regiment is meeting the Virginia Regiment for the first time, and a fight breaks out between them because they don't like how the uniforms look or something, and George Washington comes racing in on his horse and grabs two of the biggest guys there, throttling them by the neck, shaking them, and basically saying, stop fighting with each other, you're on the same team. And if ever there was a metaphor for where we are today as a culture, there it is.
David in Atlanta, you're on Talk Louisiana with Brad Meltzer. Hi, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. The Revolutionary War in the southern states was more like a civil war because there were many colonists who were loyal to the British because the British bought their agricultural products. And, you know, at one time, George Washington applied to be an officer in the British Army, and he was turned down. How that would have changed history.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it wasn't just in the South where there were loyalists. As I said, in New York, North as well, people like a winner. And when the British looked like they were doing well, guess what? People go to the British side. You know, we like to tell the story that, they fought for this glorious cause. But we had a lot of our troops on our side were fighting just because they were being paid. Mm. It was money being made. And, you know, I think in that divide, especially where we are today as a culture, one of the things that I hope the first conspiracy teaches people is not just, you know, you'll see the plot to kill George Washington. That's an amazing story. But one of the things that I think is most revealing about the plot is it's the beginning of the war. You see George Washington's character actually develop. And one of my favorite moments in the book is during the Battle of Brooklyn. It's one of the first great battles in New York. And, you know, we like to think again that we came together and took on the British. We got our rear end handed to us. We got out generals. George Washington didn't have the experience of the British generals. We got out fought. And in that moment, George Washington could have easily pinned down, should be dead to rights, could have easily, you know, beat his own chest and said, you know what, I'm going to take out as many of them as we can, and we're going to go out a blaze of glory. But instead, George Washington does the best thing he always does, is he adapts. He adapts. And what he does is he plans a daring escape in the middle of the night. He commandeers all these boats on the East River, and he takes these boats, and he puts all of his men one by one in the middle of the night on these boats to escape. But here's the key moment, is George Washington won't get on the boats until all of his men get on first. They see him risking his life for his own men. And that's one of those moments where the country first gets to look around, and as a military, as an army, we actually come together. And we need leadership like that again today, someone who brings us together.
Now, as you note, Brad, these people who tried to kill him, they were taken care of rather quickly. How did that happen in America? Today, it would take quite a while, if ever, for them to meet their maker.
Yeah, no, although, you know, it's not as quickly as you think. You know, one of the things, they do actually have a trial. And I think the book for us, when I was first starting to research the book, I went to Pulitzer Prize winning author Joseph Ellis. And I said, you know this story? And he said, I've heard the story, but I don't know much about it. And there's no modern book written about the plot to kill Washington. But he said to me, it's a story of Washington's spies. They were trying to keep this story on the down low and ferret out the information. But he said to me, you can find the exact number of slaves that George Washington owned. You'll never find all of his spies. So what you're looking for, he told me, was something that will forever be elusive. And we started looking into this story, but the thing that cracked it wide open is we did find the trial. And there was a secret tribunal held in the New York Provincial Congress at the time. Washington had developed a committee on conspiracies. It was a small group of what eventually becomes three men to get this information, to kick down doors, to do these things, led by John Jay, the first Supreme Court justice. And we were able to find the transcript of that original trial. And when we found that, the whole book cracked wide open, because now we had a transcript where we can look and see those responsible. But even back then, of course, it moved far faster than today. But you got to see what happened quickly.
The book from Brad Meltzer, The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington. Brad, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining
us.
Always,
sir.
See you soon. Bye-bye.